Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, April 2, 2025. The state is covering under 25% of Trump cuts to a school's food funding program. And a third Peabody City Councilor is bowing out. Cloudy, upper 30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:16 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that on Beacon Hill, leaders are trying to offset federal funding cuts to a program that allows public schools and child care providers to purchase fresh, locally grown food. The Healey administration announced Monday that it is awarding $850,000 in state-funded grants from the Farming Reinforces Education and Student Health Program to 26 school districts and 11 early education and care programs. The funding comes as the Trump administration eliminated a federal grant program that would have diverted $3.4 million in food assistance to Massachusetts. In the north of Boston region, Salem schools are getting $44,039 under the grants announced on Monday, while Gloucester schools are receiving $16,075. The Merrimack Valley YMCA in Methuen is getting $20,785. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News in Peabody, Ward 2's Pete McGinn is the third councilor to announce he won't seek re-election to the city council this fall. McGinn made the announcement at Thursday's city council meeting. With 12 years on the council under his belt, he told the Salem News this week, it's simply time for him to move on. He's quoted as saying, "It was just a good decision for my wife and me. I thought long and hard about it, and I'm comfortable with it." McGinn will finish out his sixth term before stepping down. He joins current councilors at large Ryan Melville and Tom Gould in announcing that this would be their final term, leaving three open seats on the council this election season. Michael McHugh writes in the Salem News, Salem Academy Charter School was recently awarded a $99,260 grant as part of the Healey Driscoll administration's statewide effort to expand mental and behavioral health support in schools. Through the funding, which is part of a $5.54 million grant package awarded to 60 Massachusetts school districts, educational collaboratives, and charter schools, Salem Academy will be able to strengthen its programming as a designated safe and supportive school that plans to foster student well-being and academic success through initiatives and services that promote behavioral health and safety. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Gloucester has a special election coming up this month regarding the 3A zoning. This is Mayor Greg Verga.
The first thing I'd like to talk about is the special election that's coming up on April 24th that's related to the 3A zoning. One thing I just want people to be understand is the vote is only whether or not we continue with what the City Council already passed. A no vote does not mean we're done with this. The state has made it very clear, the Attorney General, and a recent ruling from the State Supreme Court, the SJC, State Judicial Supreme Court, has confirmed it's constitutional, and it is a requirement that cities and towns, the 177 MTA communities, come into compliance with this law. So I'm hoping people will vote yes and save us time, because as soon as the yes vote happens, we are already in compliance with what we submitted. And if it's a no vote, we immediately start round two.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. Jim Sullivan reports in the Newbury Port Daily News, the fate of a proposed $8.2 million recreation center on Low Street in Newburyport will be in the hands of taxpayers next month after the City Council on Monday voted to hold a special election on May 13 to approve most of the price tag. The 9-2 vote comes after more than 3 hours of deliberation, which included 45 minutes of public comment, followed by hours of back-and-forth discussions among city councilors. And Stephen Hagen reports in the Gloucester Times the site of the defunct Ripple on the Water restaurant on the causeway in Essex may soon see new life. A new business, the Shipyard Tavern, is planned by the Synergy Restaurant Group at 74 Main Street at one end of the Causeway Bridge on Route 133. The restaurant site, located next to Town Landing, was once home to a shipyard and overlooks the Essex River, where wooden vessels and schooners sailed. A large sign, the Shipyard Tavern, is now mounted on the building. The Shipyard Tavern joins the group's restaurants Blue Marlin Grill and Boathouse Grill, both in Essex, and the Choate Bridge Pub in Ipswich. In high school baseball yesterday, Newburyport edged Marblehead 7-6. Swampscott topped Northeast 12-6 with pitcher David Palmer picking up the win on the mound in relief. It was Arlington Catholic 12, Ipswich 2, and Malden 12, Lintech 3. The Daily News of Newburyport named Josh Adler as its Swimmer of the Year. Adler is a member of the Triton Co-op Swim Team. Danvers native Shane Smith made his Major League debut with the Chicago White Sox last night. He pitched 5 2/3 innings against the Twins. He didn't get a decision, but allowed 2 runs, 2 hits, walked 4, and struck out 3. The Red Sox returned to action tonight in Baltimore after a day off yesterday. The Bruins fell to the Capitals last night 4-3. Boston plays at Montreal tomorrow night. Celtics were off last night, and they host the Heat tonight at the Garden. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.